Good morning, friends. This is Word With You. My name is Ibartu Buetis, and today I'd like to share with you just a little bit about what I believe is significant worship and what is insignificant worship. We read a story in actually all four of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, about a woman who comes to Jesus, and after crying and wetting his feet with her tears, she wipes them with her hair, and she pours this very expensive oil, this very expensive perfume over him. And she does this beautiful thing for Jesus. Now, something interesting is that that this act of worship is so significant to Jesus that he makes the statement in Mark 14, verse 9. He says, "I tell you the truth, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will be told in memory of her." I mean, we all know this story. How amazing is that? You know, something what happens is that Jesus, in the presence of all those people, he honors this woman and he protects her when they try and persecute her. Now, something that we should not miss here, and we all know the story, I believe, is that she comes and she brings this alabaster jar of perfume and she pours it all out on the feet of Jesus in one go. One of the Gospels speaks about pouring it on his head. And they calculated the value, and according to the word, it was worth a whole year's wages. Now, I don't know how much you earn in a year. Maybe you can just make the calculation. Don't lose me here. You can take out your calculator afterwards if necessary. But think about bringing an offering to God and saying, "Jesus, you know, everything that I earn in one year, a whole year's wage, I want to give it to you in one go." How amazing is that? I mean, what did this woman go through? What motivated her to do this? Because remember, she was persecuted almost immediately. Some of the Pharisees that were there said, "How could she do this?" And they were judging her because she was a woman of repute. She was a sinful woman. And the idea that we have is that she was known in her town for being a lady who might have been cheap, might have been easy, you know, maybe she was a prostitute. But Jesus comes to her defense and he honors her and protects her in the presence of the disciples, you know, the in crowd, in the presence of the Pharisees, the religious high and mighty. You know, she's the only woman there. They're a bunch of men. And even in this awkward situation, for Jesus, this was something beautiful. He defends her. Now, friends, what is it that we bring to Jesus in our worship? Because I wonder if our worship is significant to him. I'm reminded of Cain and Abel, where the one offering was accepted and the other one was not. And really what Jesus looks at is not how beautifully we sing or how often we read our Bible or, you know, these things are very important. And our prayer, it's important, but he looks at our heart. Through all of it, he is looking at our heart. He's looking at what happens inside of us as we bring this worship unto him. You know, the amazing thing is that we read in John 12, in the account that John gives of this story, that she brings this perfume, she pours it out, and the whole house is filled with a fragrance. There is a specific fragrance that we as worshipers of God give off when we enter into a place of worshiping him and giving him really the honor and the gratitude that he is due. This woman had her reasons for worshiping God. I don't want to get into that today. I want to ask, what is the reason that you have? Why do you worship him? Do you worship him? Or is the relationship that we have with him one where we can see what we get out of it instead of what we give? Remember that the angels around the throne are constantly worshiping God, forever and ever walking around saying, "Holy, holy, holy, holy." And they are giving praise to God, and they never run out of reasons to praise, because our God is eternal, you see, he's everlasting, he has no end. So friend, even today, maybe if you are going through a bad time, maybe you're experiencing just a good day, you know, maybe life is good for you. I want you to think about a reason, and maybe 5 reasons and 10 reasons. I think once we start, we won't reach the end, but reasons to be thankful to God today, reasons to praise him. And I want to encourage you to give worship unto him that is significant. I can just see the Father in heaven, you know, even quieting the angels and the whole heavenly host and turning his face towards his children and listening to their hearts as we cry out and worship to him. Do that today. Let's do that together right now. Let's just pray and worship God. Lord, we worship you. You are a good God. You are a wonderful Father. Lord, we cannot but respond in love to you. We can just think about the cross. We can just think about what you paid for us. We can think about you sending us the Holy Spirit, the Helper, the Comforter. We can think about every promise that we read in your Word and think back upon our lives, God. We can think about today and just the fact that we could wake up this morning and that there was a beautiful sunrise and that your mercies are new for us today, God. There are so many reasons, Lord, for us to worship you. But God, I want to pray today for every person, for myself, you know, listening to this broadcast today, Lord. May our worship be significant to you. May it be pleasing to you and to you alone, God. It doesn't have to look pretty, doesn't have to sound good, Lord God, but you look at our hearts and we want our worship to touch your heart. May it be so in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you, dear friend.